This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings have wrapped up practice for the day today. They're heading into the weekend, ready for the Commanders at U.S. Bank Stadium, a Sunday noon kickoff. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy says he needs to forget about everything and just go let it fly.
It's not like I'm totally disregarding all the coaching points and all that, and definitely not, but it's just picking and choosing which ones you carry into game day with and, you know, what's going to be the most effective way of completing that play.
Star receiver Justin Jefferson says McCarthy has to be the great player he grew up being.
Just not really letting the crowd, not saying that it is, but letting the crowd or letting the outside noise or letting the whole entire world distract them or, you know, kind of make them timid about making certain decisions or trying to make that big play. But it's all about just, you know, hitting and dumping off and just letting the playmakers go and make plays.
Should be an interesting Sunday. Tomorrow's a big day for college football playoffs in Division II and Division III. Minnesota State Mankato's in the D2 quarterfinals, taking on defending champion Ferris State tomorrow. St. John's visits UW River Falls in a D3 third-round game. And unbeaten Bethel will host UW Platteville tomorrow in the D3 third round. Royals receiver Albert Rundell of Watertown leads all divisions of college football with nearly 1,500 receiving yards and 21 touchdowns.
It's been building since the summer and even back in spring ball. I hadn't played receiver until I hadn't played receiver full time until spring ball. And once I kind of made that switch, me and Cooper, we really started putting in the reps together, putting in the work and building that chemistry.
Rundell had been a quarterback until the spring. Men's college hockey tonight, Minnesota's at Ohio State, Minnesota Duluth at Western Michigan, St. Cloud State hosts North Dakota, Minnesota State entertains Ferris State, same matchup as football, Bemidji State visits Augustana, and St. Thomas has Lake Superior State tonight. NCAA college volleyball first round, St. Thomas taking on Iowa State this afternoon, Minnesota then battles Fairfield, both matches at Maturi Pavilion, the winners play tomorrow. This is MNN Sports.